Moore. Did you know that it's illegal? Hi, I'm Trevor Moore. Did you know that it's illegal to say I want to kill the President of the United States of America? It's illegal. It's a federal offense. It's one of the only sentences that you're not allowed to say. Now, it was okay for me to say it right then because I was just telling you that it's illegal to say I want to kill the President of the United States of America. I'm not actually saying it. I'm just letting you know that it's illegal to say that. It's kind of like a public service. I'm letting you know so that you don't accidentally go out and say something like that. But what's interesting is that it's very illegal to say, I really, really think someone out there should kill the President of the United States of America. That's illegal, extremely illegal, very, very illegal, but not illegal to say with a mortar launcher. Because that's its own sentence. It's an incomplete sentence, but it may have nothing to do with the sentence before that. So that's perfectly fine, perfectly legal. I also found out that it's incredibly illegal, extremely illegal, to go on television and say something like the best place to fire a mortar launcher at the White House would be from the roof of the Rockefeller Hewitt building because of minimal security and you'd have a clear line of sight to the president's bedroom. Insanely illegal. Ridiculously, recklessly, insanely illegal. Yet even more illegal to show an illustrated diagram. Insanely illegal, ridiculously, horribly felonious, because they will come to your house in the middle of the night and they will lock you up, extremely against the law. One thing that is technically legal to say is that we have a group that meets Fridays at midnight under the Brooklyn Bridge and the password is Six Emperor Tyrannus.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to Jam Hole. Today is Friday, September 12th, 2008. If you're keeping track, my name's Matt.
And my name's Braden.
And thank you so much for checking out episode number 85 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you, my main mind?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How
nice.
Are you?
I am gravy trains. We have Matt once again in the motherfucking studio tonight because it's Friday and we do that every Friday. How the fuck are you, my other mind mine?
Just doing just fine, man. Checked out a Heartbreak Hotel. Checked out a Sin City. Went fucking right into a new place.
Nice, nice. Matt was recently living in squalor. a little thing I like to call Misery Manor. Where I live currently. And how's that going? You want to talk about that a little bit?
Not all of it, but no, just
good.
just fucking
sounds present. Like you have a lot to say.
Well, if you guys, I don't know, you guys don't know him as well as I have, but he's kind of like me with relationships, not as cursed. But
what happened? Not as cursed. I got my last girlfriend stabbed with a knife.
Okay, maybe that is a little worse. But let's just say he doesn't exactly date the cream of the crop.
Yeah, you could say that.
This one hopefully is going to be, she's gorgeous, sexy, fucking...
A dude? No, she's not a dude.
She used to be, I guess. I don't know.
Well, but, that's kind of weird.
She's all a woman now, so I don't care.
Hey, no. That's fine. I used to be a junkie. I mean, I'm not anymore. So
well, weren't we all?
Change.
Weren't we all?
Some people just need surgery to change. Others don't, I guess.
Yeah.
No, she's a great fucking girl, and we just got a two-bedroom house.
Well, now
house,
she's got the sex change.
Right, right. She used to be a pretty cool dude. Now she's a great fucking chick.
She'll beat you up.
So, thank you guys so much for checking out the big fucking Friday show, episode 85. Man, we are catching up to some of these motherfuckers out there.
15 more.
First of all, before we get into the show, a huge thank you to Stereo Radiation, capital Z McG. They helped us out with a nice little donation. Thank you very much also to 26. Thank you also very much to Paulo. If I will thank you for not fucking doing that.
Oh, it's so nice listening to you do that in the shower. I thought you were going to die when you were taking a shower. It's like,
yeah, dude, what the fuck was all that stomping and shit?
You got to clean out the pipes. You can't. Sometimes.
Well, I kind of had to. It just came at a bad time, man.
Oh, okay. Like right during the show. That's right. So what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Thank you guys so much for donating. If you're new to the show, after Monday night's show, I'll just give you a quick breakdown of the shit that happened.
It was a breakdown.
A huge breakdown, major malfunction.
Matt cried.
I did a little bit. I shed tears. But yeah, the hard drive, I have three external hard drives, movies, music, and TV. And the one that has all of my music on it, fried. It's gone. All my music gone. My life basically gone. If Braden wasn't here, I probably would have sliced wrists a little bit just to feel a little real pain. But yeah, so basically the plan is we need about $130 to get this 1 terabyte hard drive, and then I can start rebuilding my music collection.
How far are you to getting to that goal?
Well, we're about $50 short. Mm. So, and also, I did create a page. If you go to thejamhole.com/donate, there is a donate thing on there, and that one will let you fill in any dollar amount instead of the one that's on all of the pages that's like $5, $10, $20. And the one on all of the pages, if you do that and donate to us that way, it will say it's a donation for the Jam Hole. So maybe some of you guys don't want that showing up, or maybe you're quote borrowing your parents' credit card. So the one on the jamhole.com/donate, when you get the invoice for it, it says money for funny. We give you funny, you give us money, and yeah, that is all good. So thank you guys so much. I can't even begin to formulate the words to express how grateful.
Sounds like you're getting a little choked up.
I am. You guys, I have a little speech prepared. No, I don't.
What the fuck?
That's awesome. You guys, you know, we started this just with our own fucking money. We're probably a couple $1,000s by the time we have all this equipment. But it sounds fucking crisp clear, like a fucking morning Irish Spring commercial. So, yeah, if I wouldn't have done that, I probably would have all new hard drives and shit. But, you know, we love doing this. We love it that you guys love listening to us talk. So thank you guys again for donating. If you guys want to make a donation, thejamhole.com/donate. Yeah. Woo.
Glad that's out of the way.
I know. So how was your yesterday?
It's pretty okay, I guess.
Yeah? You look kind of fucking haggard today.
I'm kind of hungover.
Kind of, or like really?
I'm not so much anymore, but I was earlier.
Nice. Yeah. You feeling better?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's good. So I just got a few things here before we get into other bullshit. Fuck. This guy, there's a place I deliver to, and I've told you guys about this before. It's an old historical building, so they can't put an elevator in it because that would take away from the...
Right, because they didn't have elevators then.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's like, you know, we can't put one in because that would take away from the historicness of the building. So, fuck me, whatever. The place I delivered to in there is on the third fucking floor.
Oh,
of course.
Cool.
And what I really love about this is, like, going up the stairs, there's these signs, and it says, please step softly. It's like,
really?
I weigh like $160, $170.
Right.
Add on to that the 100 pounds of water I'm carrying. It's like, it's hard to step softly.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, they're pretty hard steps.
And plus, I'm trying to get this shit over with like as quickly as possible. So I'm skipping steps, you know, running up every 2 steps, carrying all this fucking shit. But believe it or not, I do it really quietly. So I go up there and I do my shit, and then there's a place downstairs that I deliver to. So I go in there, and as soon as I get in the door, there's the nice lady, she's cool as hell, always is in there. Hi, Matthew, how's it going? Good, good. How are you? Good, good. Okay, good. So there's this dude in there, this big fat motherfucker, and he's got a dog in there. And I'm not going to tell you guys the name of this place, but it's a government type of building. So it's not something I had expected. And generally, I mean, if you don't work there, I'm ignoring you. Like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. So I go in there and I see the dog, and instantly I'm just like, cool. Fucking,
I love how you, as soon as you see a dog, day ruined.
I know. Well, not the day, but that stop is ruined. Well, and probably the next two after it.
Right, because they have dogs.
Yeah, I don't like fucking dogs. And I
wouldn't like fucking dogs either.
Well, but I especially don't enjoy when people bring their dogs to places dogs shouldn't be. Are you blind? No, you're just fat. As far as I understand, you can't have a dog just for being fat.
Unless, like, you got fat rolls covering your eyes and you can't see. That's different.
Right, but I mean, like, seriously, what the fuck? And he was, like, so fucking proud of this thing for some reason. I don't even know. Like, it's a dog. And
like,
he
good
fucking,
for you. You went out and spent $600 on something you got to try and
keep
alive.
Yeah, it seemed like that. It wasn't a fucking pound puppy or anything like that. Like, he fucking paid some cash for this dog. And he was so fucking proud of it. So I go in there and I'm like, you know, I just look at the lady. And I totally, like, that guy and the dog are not even there. And the dog comes up to me and I just walk right by it. Maybe I bump the dog's face with the jug. I don't know. I'm not gonna say yes or no either way.
Okay.
But basically, like, I'm just totally fucking ignoring him and the dog. I say hi to her, I drop off the jug, I go back out, grab another one, come in, they're fucking talking. By this time, he's making the dog do tricks. Like, look how fucking awesome I am. I taught this dog how to sit. Holy fucking shit. Too bad you couldn't teach yourself how to not eat so much. But you can fucking spend all this time teaching a dog how to sit. And it's like jumping around and shit. And like, this is an office. There's, you know, important government papers everywhere. And there's just this dog, like, jumping around like it's a fucking circus and shit. So, again, I ignore it. I fucking walk right by it. I set the other jug down. And as I'm walking out, I'm like, you know, I look at the lady, ignoring the fat fuck and the dog. And I'm like, you know, have a nice day. And she's like, you too. I'm like, thanks. I walk out the door, and as soon as I step out the door, I hear this, have a nice day, in like this douchebag, fat fuck, sarcastic, fucking cynical voice. So,
he was jealous.
What?
You didn't say have a nice day to him.
Who the fuck is he?
I don't know.
I don't like you. You're a fat fuck. Which, for one, I forgot to mention this, made me have to fucking maneuver through there because it's not a very big area, you know? He's in there. Fucking Fido's in there jumping around like a fucking retard.
Have you ever had to sit on an airplane with a fat fuck next to you?
Yes.
That is the worst because people like that should have to buy two fucking plane tickets.
Well, that's
because they take up two seats pretty
much. This is kind of getting ahead of things. But yeah, Keith and the girl were talking about that today and yesterday about how, like, they have a short bus for retards. Mm-hmm. Why don't they have a separate airline for retards? Because
why don't they have a fat bus?
They should.
Like a bus that's way wide.
They fucking should. But it started out because, I'm not going to get into it. You guys are fans of Keith and the Girl. KeithandtheGirl.com. You can listen to it. It was to yesterday's show and the day before. But it started out, this dude, like, sent in an email, and it was like this whole group of retards. Mm-hmm. Like, they went on a fucking trip. And so he's sitting in there, and they're just having fart contests and being loud and annoying. And that's how that came upon. They're like, you know, why don't we have a separate airline for them and shit like that? So, how did we get on that? What did you say? Oh,
sitting next to fat people on planes.
So anyway, so his just like fucking stupid fucking shit. So I, being the nice person that I am, use my most sarcastic voice, and I'm like, "Hey, you and your dog have an even better day," and I left. And like as I'm leaving, I can hear them like. I don't know if he was talking to his dog or if he was talking to Lay in there, but just like how rude. He didn't even say hello or goodbye to me. Like, who the fuck are you? I don't like you. I don't like your dog. I don't like that you're in my way. I don't like that your fucking dog's in my way. It's not your office. You want to talk to me? Call us up and have water delivered. And I'll say, hi, how are you? And you'll say, good, thanks. How are you? And I'll say, good, thanks. Okay, good. Cool. Do you feel better now? Okay, go fuck yourself. It just shit like that all fucking day long. Just, I'm disgusted.
You need a fucking hug or something.
I need
relax.
I need to kill people is what. But luckily for people, I have this show, which is basically the equivalent of it. So, just one more thing here. I have kind of been seeing this girl a little bit.
Woo!
Remember, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of
thank
virginity.
You. Thank you very much. So remember how I was talking about there's that girl in Argentina that I still would love to go be with.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not going to happen.
Yeah, probably not.
I can't save up money for the trip and then have my rent paid for 3 months, have my all my shit taken care of, my cat, all that shit. It's just, it's not feasible at this point in time in my life. If it ever comes to pass to where we get like some rich listener and he's like, you know what? You make me laugh so much, I want you to be happy. Here's a mill. And here's one for Braden. And here's, you know, $10 for Matt.
Yeah.
You're new. Give it time, bud. Give it time.
Yeah.
So until that happens.
Go
and then
yourself.
So there was her, and then there was that Indian chick that worked at the gas station that's like, I forget what happened. She was going to call me, and then she didn't, and she was like, oh, I got busy, but I'm still really interested in you, you know, shit like that. And I'm like, all right, well, whatever, call me. She still never calls. But yeah, every time I go to Anna's or the gas station or whatever, she's always staring at me, and she's always like, hi, mm-hmm. how are you? And like she wants to hang out and shit. But then I'm like, so what are you doing later? And she's like, nothing. I'm like, all right, well, give me a
having
call.
My period.
Yeah, having my period. No, that was a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
I think. But
and she never hung out with you after
no,
that either?
And that's the thing. Like, I've seen her like 4 or 5 times since then. And she's always like, oh, I really want to hang out with you. I don't want you to think that I'm not interested. I'm just busy. It's like, well, pick up a phone and call.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like talking on the phone. But if you're going to just be like, hey, I just wanted to call to say I'm busy tonight or whatever, I can't hang out. But like nothing at all. So, and every time I see her, she's always like, oh, I want to hang out with you and this and that. And then I'm like, all right, well, what are you doing tonight? And she's like, nothing. And I'm like, all right, well, call me when you get off work. Okay, I will. Nothing. So I'm like, fuck it. And then there was door number 3, which was the crazy chick.
Right.
Which I, all right, why the fuck not?
Yeah,
you know?
So how's that one going?
Pretty fucking good, actually.
Really?
She's cool. She's a little bit older than I am. That's fine. The only downside is she has 2 kids.
Oh,
not so
that's
fine.
A very large downside.
Right? That's downside squared.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. They're not my kids. And the thing that I need to discuss with her, I like how I'm discussing it with you all first.
Right.
Maybe she's listening. Hi, Rain, if she is. If not, whatever. But is what are your, what's the word I'm looking for? What's your
thoughts?
That'll work. What are your thoughts about this? Are you looking for a father figure or just like a male role model? Are you looking for someone to help pay for the rent and the schooling and all that shit, or do you just want someone to be with, you know? If it's just someone to be with, then cool, I'll hang out with you and we can date and be boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever the fuck. If you're looking for baby daddy, just keep looking, because I'm not into that. Like, I will help the kids, I will be a role model and shit. I'm not trying to be a dad. If I wanted to be a dad, I wouldn't have had my last ex-girlfriend have an abortion. You know, so I'm not ready for that. I don't like kids, for one. I especially don't like kids that aren't mine if I was to be in that position.
Well, you know, they're going to grow up and be fucking crazy as hell, too.
I sure fucking hope so. But and that was the other thing. I kind of snuck a peek at the bottle of what the medication was that she was taking.
And?
It's Prozac.
Oh.
Like, everyone's on fucking Prozac.
Yeah, pretty much. That Prozac's practically in the water.
It fucking should be if it's not already. So, there's just a few weird things about it. Like, I don't know how old her kids are. One of them's in school, one of them's not. They're walking, talking, they do chores, all that kind of shit.
Probably 4 and 7.
Something like that, probably. Man, my throat is weird. But, so, they share, like, she lives in this nice big house and everything. Like, 3 or 4 fucking bedrooms, hot tub, up in Big Fork. Really nice, you know? But the thing is, like, out of all the bedrooms they have, and she has, like, fish tanks and just all this shit, and it's a cool place, the kids sleep in her bedroom. Like,
what?
Right. Oh. This gets way better.
Wait, so when you stay there?
Yeah. So, check this out.
Really?
So, there's a bunk bed with just the top bunk. You walk in, there's her bed, big king-size bed. Then there's her daughter's bed next to that. And then her son's bed is in front of that on the top, just the top half of a bunk bed. And I guess before, they always used to, like, sleep with her, not, like, fucking like you perfs
in the same
thing.
Bed.
No, duh.
Wow, guys.
I thought in the same bed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In the same bed. So when I go there to stay the night, they kind of pitch a fit like, oh, we want to sleep with mommy, but we can't now because, you know, daddy's sleeping there or whatever the fuck. So for one, it's weird that your kids are that old and they're still sleeping with you.
Yeah,
like,
is there not another room available?
No, there's like three other fucking rooms
available.
So what
available. The fuck? Why does she do that?
Because that's how they are. She wants to be nurturing and loving to them while they're still at that age before they're like, I hate you, go fuck yourself, where's my daddy type of thing. It's not that motherfucker, that's for sure, you know? Like, that type of thing. So, I'm like, you know, are you trying to raise pussies? Or, like, you can't coddle children that much like that, you know? Like, when I was a kid, and I would maybe sneak into my parents' room and sleep on the floor because I would have nightmares, or I was scared because I kind of snuck a peek at a Freddy movie or something like that. But they were always adamant about, you get the fuck in your room or I'm going to beat your fucking ass.
Yeah, most parents want their kids away from them.
Exactly. So then I would, and I'd wait till they were snoring and I'd sneak back in. But eventually I was good and I would fall asleep with the TV on, and then they weaned me off of that. And now I'm a big boy, except for crapping my pants once in a while. Oh, that was awesome. So I'm like, you know, that's kind of weird that they're that old. I mean, they're not super old, but old enough to where they should be sleeping in their own beds.
Right,
and shit.
Right.
But who the fuck am I? I don't have kids. What the fuck do I know about kids? I know I don't fucking like them. And they're nice kids, you know? Like, I can deal with these
children.
Yeah,
but you were a kid once, and, like, when you were a kid, like, that would be really weird.
Oh, I was a raucous little fucking bastard, I'm
no,
sure.
No, but, like, having to stay in a room with, like, your mom and everything, like, same room,
well,
still. Like,
I mean,
that's weird.
Well, yeah, and that's the whole thing about it still. So, I shouldn't even be fucking talking about this, but whatever.
Of course you are.
I know. So, the first night, I mean, not the first night I stayed over there, but the first night I stayed there that her kids were there, like, I go upstairs, and she's already in bed and shit, so I throw my pajamas on and stuff, and the daughter is in her bed, not Rain's bed, but in her daughter's bed, and the son is in the bunk bed and shit. So I'm laying down and shit, and we start kind of messing around and stuff, and I'm like, is this kind of weird that your kids are right there and you're like sucking my cock and shit? Like,
oh man,
is that weird, or am I just being a fucking prude, you know?
No man, just wait. I don't know if you remember my ex-girlfriend Heather. Well, her daughter, you know, used to sleep in our room. She'd come stay over, and well, one morning we decided, hey, you know, let's have a little fucking.
And long story short,
long
it wasn't
story
your
short
girlfriend's vagina.
No, oh, okay. Fuck no, dude. Fuck you.
Because that would
go
been
trip
weird
a truck with your neck, dude.
I'm thinking.
No,
about it.
But her daughter catches having sex, and it's like she's only 2 years old, but she'll remember this forever. I guarantee it. But the way she caught us is in probably like one of the worst positions you could get caught in. And it was just like me just railing her doggy style, dude. And her little daughter wakes up and she goes, Maddie, what are you doing? And I look over and I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, dude.
Oh, we're naked wrestling.
Oh, dude, no. I mean, she was moaning. I was just pounding it, dude.
Motion
and
in the ocean. The boat's,
dude,
rocking.
It was so fucking bad, dude.
Well, yeah.
So,
So
how much faster did you come having those kids there?
Oh, I didn't. Wow.
I knew this was going to go to a bad place, but no. All right, so check this out. I'm like, you know, let's go downstairs. I'm not comfortable fucking you with your children.
Yeah, I wouldn't be down
asleep
either.
Or awake, I give a fuck.
In the same room. Yeah, and
I'm really not cool with it in the same house, but whatever the fuck. So we go downstairs and we fucking do our thing, and you know, 40 minutes later we go back upstairs and we fall asleep. Cool. The next night I fucking get over there and, you know, we watch a movie and shit, kids are in bed and everything. Time for bed. All right, cool. We go upstairs and shit. And thanks, firefighter chick. So
I don't know. It doesn't sound like she's seen the picture.
Was she talking about what I'm talking about now, or my shitty pants that I'm wearing? I cleaned them. There's no stains. I'll take a picture if you don't believe me.
I'm pretty sure they're still talking about each other's shitty pants.
Okay.
26
anyway.
Is talking about his.
Anyway, so we go up there. We start messing around again, grabbing dick, fingering pussy, all that cool shit. I'm like, I'm tired. She's tired. Oh, like, so should we just go downstairs again? Nah. Right here, right now is good. Oh. I'm like, all right. Why the fuck not, right? So the whole time we're fucking doing it, she's starting to get loud. Like,
oh, nice.
So I fucking cover her mouth with my fucking forearm. And, like, I got a pretty good sized forearm.
He jacks
so,
off a lot each
time. A lot. Does, not yeah. to mention the fucking 100-pound burden I carry around every day. That it, is my life. But hey, it is my burden to bear, not yours.
Oh, man.
Every day he said that. But anyway, so I got my arm in her mouth pretty much, just like stifling the, and one of the weird things is she likes calling me daddy like when
yes.
we're fucking.
Wow.
And she asked me about that the other day. She's like, does that weird you out that I call you daddy? I'm like, no. Does it weird you out that I was about to ask you who's your daddy? So that's
And then
all.
You should have played the song Come to Daddy by FX right. Twin.
Yes. Oh, man. So, oh, my God. Someone's not getting laid tonight, I'll tell you what.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're fucking doing it and shit. And I swear to God, I hear one of the kids awake, like, moving around. I don't know if they're talking in their sleep or whatever. I assume that she would have heard it also and been like, we need to go downstairs now or just stop. And that would have been cool, whatever. But that doesn't happen. She just keeps going, is getting louder. I gotta fucking stifle her even more. By this time, I got my fucking hand literally covering her mouth. Like, I can feel the suction. I'm like two steps away from plugging her nose and seeing how long it takes to suffocate her. But I like her. She's a cool chick. She's beautiful.
Suffocate her in a good way.
Right.
Not to hurt her, but
with
out
my
of,
love.
Yeah, suffocate her out of love.
We're doing it, and I keep hearing the kid move around, and it's the daughter, like, because she's in the bed.
Which one's older?
The daughter. The
nice.
Daughter's in school. Okay. She's like 7 or 8.
That's awesome.
I swear to God, I hear her moving around, but she, Rain isn't saying anything, so I'm like, all right. So we're doing
she doesn't
it.
Care.
We're doing it.
You think
it.
This is the first time she's done that?
I don't even know what to say.
I doubt
about
it.
That.
I'm just going to have to say I doubt
I don't know
it.
What to
All
say
right. That. Well, that's cool. I'll ask her when we listen to the episode tonight.
Okay.
So
sounds good.
We're doing it and we're rolling around, changing positions, fucking the blankets come off. We're both fucking naked and shit. Fucking doing it, pull out, fucking boom, all over her tits, all over us, whatever the fuck. Fucking, I get up, go to the bathroom to get a rag to clean ourselves off with. We do that, and right as I fucking get back under the covers, the daughter is walking.
Oh.
And I'm like, she was fucking awake the whole time. Now I feel a little weird. Probably not as weird as I should be feeling, but still weird nonetheless.
Yeah.
So Ray is like, oh, what are you doing, honey? She's like, oh, I have to go potty. I'm like, so I'm thinking, did she have to piss the whole time and she was just waiting for us to finish fucking out of courtesy? Like,
out of courtesy?
Like,
because she knows.
Like, maybe this has happened before and she got right. a spanking for interrupt. Yeah. I don't know. So
she just knows that, like, I should probably wait until they're done.
Or she's probably terrified, going, what are you doing to my mommy?
Right, because I'm fucking strangling
yeah,
her
you
almost.
Have her mouth all covered.
I didn't even think of that until oh. just now. Thank you, Matt.
You're
I'm surprised
welcome.
She wasn't like, are you hurting mommy?
I know. What are you doing to my mommy? Shut up or you're next.
Okay, so 26, I have to ask, how did you manage to get poison ivy on your dick? Like, I mean, don't you usually have clothes on when you're walking through shit like that? Or were you like, did you think it was a good idea to jack off with some leaves and they
maybe,
turned out to be something else?
Maybe he jacked off and then used some leaves
to
wipe his dick
oh.
off.
Or maybe he was just getting dumb
so,
and fucking...
Right.
You know.
Basically, end of the story is we're talking and we're fucking laughing about this. I'm like, wow, that was really nice of your daughter to wait for us to finish. And she's like, no, she wasn't awake the whole time. I'm like, I'm pretty fucking sure she was. So I don't know. Am I a fucking scumbag for not taking the initiative and being like, no, this is weird? Or is she a fucking weirdo for starting grabbing my dick while she knows her kids are right there? Or is that normal? Like, I've only dated one other girl that's had a kid before, and the kid had his own bedroom, so we never had to worry about that shit.
Well, so, I'm just going to throw my two cents.
Please, that's why you're here, bud.
You both are...
We're both fucked.
You both are a little fucked, because one, her little dad's going to get her mom and be like, God, my mom is a fucking raging... Well... I don't know. She's a whore. She's a nympho, and it'd be like, I cannot believe that my mom would have sex right next to me. But on the top, she, you know, her kid should have her own fucking room. It's about time. She's 7 years old. There ain't no need for that. Time
and
to grow up.
That's what
I'm
saying.
And you.
Me what?
You are going to rot in hell.
Thank God hell doesn't exist. And if it does, I'm living it each and every day.
No, I think hell is like drunken secretary margarita night at Cattleman's where they try to sing fucking like Michael Bolton music.
Hell is an endless repeat of, hi, how are you? Good, how are you? Good, how are you? Good, how are you? Good, how are you? Fuck! So, yeah, I don't know. And, like, it wouldn't have been fine, or it would have been fine if, like, we would have just stayed under the covers and she would have kept her fucking mouth shut. But I understand. I'm a sex machine. I'm a beast between the sheets, you know. I get her done.
A beast between the sheets.
I just made
sheets.
That up. Thank you. So, I can understand, you know. You pull out the LD, it's kind of hard not to fucking...
The LD? Ah!
Yeah, the long dong.
Did you long cock
it? It's really not that big. I just like doing it. I don't know.
It moves like a sewing needle is what some of the women tell me about, Matt.
The eye or the...
The whole...
Are you calling me a needle dick, you prick?
Are you calling me a prick, you needle dick?
You feeble prick.
You feeble prick.
Okay. So, George W. sent us a little something-something he wanted us to go through on the show. He says, I appreciate your active concern for the future of our country and would be delighted if you could voice your thoughts on the best of the above list in progress. Sincerely, George W. P.S. Been too busy to listen lately, but still a fan. Thank you very much. I didn't know George W. is a fan of our show.
You remember?
I don't know how I feel about that. George
I think
W.
I think it's not the George W.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks for ruining my jokes.
It wasn't funny. You ruined it yourself.
Let's try not.
Oh, cool.
Okay. I'll edit that out. So,
thinking of it, like, I haven't seen him in the chat room in a long time.
Will you turn the fan off, please?
Okay.
So, this is the best top five uses for Governor Sarah Snatchy Whore Palin's vagina. And he just wanted us to grab like five out of it. But I say let's use the whole thing. And because there is a little bit of a lag, we would like everyone in the chat to participate. So you guys just get your things ready. Post them in the chat. Braden, you will keep track of them. And gotcha. When we're done with this list, we'll read off your guys's. And then we'll add our own. So here we go. Number 10. Use for Governor Sarah Palin's snatch. Cheap Alaskan oil transport. All right.
Okay.
Number 9. A place to house the federal deficit. I can see that.
Yep.
And there would
good
be room.
Way to use your space.
And there would be room for more. Because, yeah. You know, it ain't getting any smaller. That's for fucking sure.
It
number
only gets
8.
Bigger.
Pick my nose. Oh, number cool. 8. Emergency food aid shipping. Number 7, backup water diversion for New Orleans levee system. Like she just sits down and spreads them and the water just goes. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Number 6, a hat for John McCain. I like that one. I would love to see him come out with fucking Palin's nasty Down syndrome producing snatch on his fucking head.
That would be an interesting hat.
I know. It's like, I can see why he picked her. John McCain's a fucking retard. Sarah Palin gives birth to retards. It's fucking perfect.
They have so much in common.
A match made in heaven. Mm. Number 5, the National Depository for Spent Electro-Nuclear Fuel Rods. that might actually help the next child that comes out of that fucking gaping black hole of hell. Number four, a missile defense shield. That's oh my god. Number three, deep space communications with possible alien life forms. Or a possible place for alien life forms to inhabit.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, polisher for the White House dome. So what I'm gathering from this is she just has the largest vagina on record. Mm-hmm. Like, should we call...
Like, her vagina could be used to do anything with.
Should we call Guinness and be like, hey, what's the record for world's largest vagina?
Yeah.
And they'll tell us and we'll be like...
I wonder what the record is for who the world's biggest douche is, because I could think of a few very good candidates for it.
Local or, like, famous in the news?
Both.
Both?
Probably.
Am I on that list? Prick.
No.
Thank you. And number one, the number one use, as far as this list goes, for Governor Sarah Palin's snatch hole... CPR for John McCain if he wins the presidency.
Because he'll have a heart attack.
Right. I'll fucking have a heart attack if that douche fucking wins. I've been kind of... I don't really keep track of this shit because I give two fucks. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. I say, instead of getting everyone to vote for, like, Donald Duck or Mickey Mouse, like, people are like, oh, that's funny. I say we just get everyone to not vote. It's like, you guys are going to pick who you want to pick anyway, so who the fuck cares? Especially now, is it now that the all the voting things are electronic?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, who cares even more?
Right.
I mean, like, you're not going to be like, well, that's not who we really wanted, so da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, and we have a winner! Winner,
well,
winner!
Well, on top of that... Like, last year, they were talking about how easy it is for them to be hacked. Like, there's so many security holes in it, and they just haven't bothered to fix it at all.
Exactly. It's like, you think you would take this a little more seriously? And that's the whole thing. If you tell somebody, you're like, I don't vote, they're like, you know people died so you could vote? It's like, for one, I wasn't even alive when they died.
And I didn't ask for that either.
So it's not so I could vote. It's so you could fucking vote. So go fuck yourself. And
well,
then
it's for the right to vote or not.
And then, like, I can see the other side of it. Like, there's countries where people would give their fucking... You okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. There's countries where people would give their fucking tits to be able to vote. But guess what? I don't live in those countries, so go fuck yourself again. I care not at all. So I say we just all don't vote. Let them pick who they're going to pick. That way you can't be like, oh, well, I didn't vote for that person, so it's not my fault. It's like, if you vote, it's your fault. Let's just put it that way. So, yeah, I don't know. It's stupid. And I like how... There was this video that was just fucking awesome. Did you watch that about Sarah Palin explained in 4 minutes?
No, I didn't.
Oh, God, it's so great. It goes how, like, she has a vagina, so that instantly gets everybody with a vagina's vote. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't vote, it's like you're going back on your fucking team, you know? And then, like, how Barack is black, so he might instantly get all the black votes, but then she's all about all this other shit. So, I don't know. It's so stupid. It's like high school. And I'm not even talking like high school student council. It's like fucking high school walking through the halls. Like, just all the ads. And it's like, you know what? If you took even just half of the money that the candidates spend on their campaigns and redistributed it to, like, a better cause, mm-hmm. like maybe researching new fucking technology instead of using fucking dead fossil fuels, you know how much better off we'd be?
Much better.
But no, you have to pour millions and millions and millions of fucking dollars into making videos basically just calling each other fucking names. It's a glorified, I know you are, but what am I?
Are you talking about those election commercials?
Yeah, I'm talking about that. I'm talking
about...
Or where
they attack the other person.
And I'm talking about the debates, and I'm talking about just everything that has... Whoa. Everything
don't
I
break
just broke that. Anything that has to do with this fucking... abomination we call democracy. It's shit. Yeah. I could do without democracy, and I could do without religion. If everyone would just take care of them fucking selves and not be so fucking violent and self-destructive and drunk, we wouldn't need a fucking governing body to say, oh, you shouldn't do that because you're going to hurt yourself. No shit! Really? God bless you for being there to save me from my own fucking stupidity. Thank the Lord on heaven with a dildo in his fucking asshole.
Yeah, but look at it this way. If we didn't have democracy, you wouldn't have this show.
Why?
Because democracy is one of the foundations that built the people for who we are today. Without, like, you gotta look back this way. You gotta look.
But
you
no,
look.
I'm not saying it's either you have democracy or it's fucking communism
about, like,
or fascism.
So do you want a dictatorship, people for the people, instead of people for a man?
I want everybody, excuse me, to be a fucking adult and take care of themselves. That's all I want. Take care of yourself. Be nice. All
right.
The golden rule. Yeah. Be fucking nice. Be normal, proper fucking human beings. Don't try to lie, steal, cheat, murder unless they fucking deserve it. Then, okay, maybe we need a body to govern the boom you're dead law, so I'm a fucking hypocrite. Oh, well. But it doesn't fucking matter the way shit is now. It's like, okay, we're going to get one of these two fucking retards in office, and then what? It's going to just continue going on just exactly how it is now.
So
we're not going to get out of this war any sooner. We're not going to get a better economy about it. People aren't going to have more jobs. We're still going to be fighting over, do we want fucking immigrants or do we not? Like, nothing's going to fucking change.
Gas is lowered.
Oh, yeah.
It's
gas
still
is,
almost
no,
$4.
Hold on. Gas is only lower because it was so fucking high. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay.
It's still way too high.
I can sell you my fucking semen for $500 a shot. And then a year later, I can sell it for fucking $200 a shot. And you'll be like, wow, that's a lot cheaper. That's a good deal. No, it's not a good deal. It's me jacking off in your face. That's what they're doing. They're jacking off in our faces. And you know what? We sit there and we look at the camera and we smile. And we're like, yeah, you like that, daddy? Yeah. So...
All right, I want to read some of these uses for her cunt, because there's a lot. So, let's see.
Start it from the top, boy.
A retard daycare.
A pocket for retarded kids.
Yeah, nuclear waste dump.
A
place to hide Down syndrome babies.
Maybe that's what it started out as, and then one escaped, and she's like, oh, I was pregnant.
The next site for the Olympics. Fill with water and make it the sixth great lake.
Oh, wow.
Pet carrier.
Do you think, which one was it? Oh, do you think that if we had the Olympics there, it would be any different than fucking China? People are in her vagina eating dogs and shit, but they're not dogs. They're fucking big giant crabs that when they bite you, you turn into a Down syndrome fucking retard. And then you want to vote for him and her.
And
that's
apparently
great.
Also,
you know what? Hold on. You know what else fucking pisses me off? Why are you so fucking old? We want a fucking 80-year-old fucking POW half a brain fucking retard to represent us? No. You're going to die any fucking minute now. I'm sure of it. And you're going to lead our country. You can't even remember where you parked your fucking car. Good thing you're fucking rich and you can pay niggers to fucking drive you around, you piece of shit. So let's have this guy lead us. And then let's have this fucking bitch with retarded fucking genes that's giving birth to fucking flipper babies. And let's have her help him. Why the fuck not? You know what else
flipper
we should get?
Babies.
I want to see fucking Grimace from the McDonald's commercials. I want to see fucking Eeyore. I want to see the Count from fucking Sesame Street. And they can help him out too. So at least you can count to fucking how many goddamn flipper babies you're popping out of your twat. I hate it. And everybody's so, like, into it. Like, yay, it's election time. Yay, party on, Wayne. Party on. And why? Why is that the classic example of ignorance is bliss and these people are all fucking tickled shitless? That they're so fucking stupid and oblivious to what the fuck is going on. They're just like, oh, you mean we get to participate? Yay! It's like going up in front of a bunch of fucking kids and being like, do you guys want to hear a story? And the kids are like, yay, story, story. And they're like, do you want to be part of the story? Yay, I'm gonna, oh, I just pooped. But yeah, I want to be part of the story. And it's like, okay, once upon a time, there was this dude and he totally fucked you all in the face. The end. Yay! Yay! Oh my god, that's the best story ever! That's what it's like to
You're
me.
Such a fucking asshole, dude.
Why?
Just because.
Am I fucking...
That is officially your longest rant ever
I am
about
so
something.
Sick of it. And maybe it's because every day now, because it's election time, all these people that I go into their offices are all talking about. And
they
like,
all got their bumper stickers.
Yeah. And they're like, well, I don't like him because he called her a fucking pig. But I don't like him because he's black. It's like, oh.
I'm not talking about the election. I'm talking about making fun of flipper babies, as you put it, because, you know.
Don't have flip. Do we need, unless you live in a fucking state
there
that has an ocean next to it.
Ocean.
Or maybe
you
a
just
big.
You started them up again.
Or maybe a big. I'm serious. Why do you need to have those? How cool is it?
Hey.
You can't fucking put it on a leash and walk it. That's your child. Your child doesn't have hands like the rest of us. It has retarded fucking flippers because you drink maybe a little
too
much. Wait,
are you talking about their hands were like, had the skin still like connected? Or are you talking about like kids with Down syndrome?
All of them.
Well,
if you're fucking retarded, if you don't know what 8 times 6 is off the top of your fucking head, just die because you're a fucking retard and we don't need you.
So what about my little brother though? He doesn't know what 8 times, he can't do that off the top of his head.
I'll tell him. I'll help him. Because he still has hands like the rest
because
of humankind.
He'll fucking rip your face off if you fucking do that.
he doesn't have flippers.
No, he's a fucking...
I mean, maybe...
He's got giant farmer hands. The kid's fucking huge.
I can see we could have flipper hands if we lived in pinball land. And all we had to do all day was go around smacking a ball into bumpers and get points.
What about living in the ocean or something like that?
The what?
The ocean or the water. You know, into a body of water.
That's what I'm saying. You can have fucking flipper babies if you're on the fucking bordering
flipper
coastline,
babies.
Whatever the fuck.
Right.
But
the
one condition of it is you have to keep them in the fucking ocean. I don't want to see your retarded fucking drooling ass fucking retard walking around the streets and getting in my fucking way.
How
I don't
want to walk with flippers.
That's what I'm saying. You don't. So don't have them. I don't want to turn around in the fucking airplane and see your retard and somebody else's fucking retard flopping fart jokes and going, that's funny. No, if anyone's doing fart jokes on a plane, it's going to be me. And I have fucking hands like normal people.
You know, I just saw it. I just saw it.
What?
I saw how you're going to die.
How? Please enlighten me and all of us. Is it soon? God, I fucking hope so.
Dude, I can just see you doing the show and somebody find out where you live and just you making fun of flipper babies and whatnot. And
if they give birth
to you. Hold on.
Sorry.
All right.
I apologize.
They're going to come in here. They're going to kick your door open. They're just going to unload fucking shell after shell. After
you know
shell.
What, though?
If you're going to go down in a fucking blaze of gun fury, dude.
If they are the kind of person that gave birth to a flipper baby, I'm not too worried about it at all.
You should be.
Why? Do you know if somebody like this? Like, is that why you're getting all upset with me?
I'm not upset with you.
Is this going to be your last show?
Yeah, so I'm gonna be like Sean and get all fucking emotional and cry. And
no, it wasn't.
No,
like
dude,
that.
It's just, you know, my thing, dude. It's like, you know, about people making fun of retards. You know, I mean, I under, you know, whatever, dude. It's fun to crack retard jokes. Ha 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 ha.
No,
but growing up, well, man, growing up around that shit my whole life, man. I grew up fucking next door to a bunch of, you know, retarded fucks. My little brother's fucking mentally retarded, dude. I mean,
is he really?
Well, he's cognitively delayed. He's 21 with the fucking mindset of a fucking 12-year-old. He can't do fucking pre-algebra. He can't do above fucking 7th grade math.
That's fine. In 12, no one needs 7th grade math. And in 12 more years, he'll be right here with the rest of us. He'll be like 24 mentally.
No.
He's not still developing.
He will develop, but he'll always be socially unawkward. He will never be able to live on his own. He will never be able to hold down a job. He has no concept of what money should be used for other than buying fucking. But I mean, dude, you get him behind a video game, he'll kill you in it.
He's really?
Like, I don't know. He said he's cognitively late, but we've had like countless. I think we've had like maybe 5 to 7 MRIs. six specialists come in and look at him, and they can't find anything wrong with him. I just, you know what, to be honest.
Do you think he's just the smartest guy in the world and he is just faking you all?
You know,
out?
I thought that once, but do you know what? I thought
oh, that'd
that,
be so awesome.
I thought that once, but then I really looked into my brother's eyes in time when like, I really looked at him when he wasn't like looking at me, and I just really know that there's nothing going on in his fucking head. I either think that maybe, you know, he just might be like, you know, one of those people who are very smart but just don't know how to do it. The brain doesn't know how to function in that, or he's just, you know, playing
maybe
up dumb. He's just
him.
Dumb. Well, see, it's that we show him a lot of things. He picks up on stuff, but it's just like his reaction level, his comprehension level is like so low. It's in the 70s and 80s of the chart.
So basically, though, what I'm saying is if we had a world without that kind of shit and that people were fucking nice and normal like you fucking should be, not what the fucking media brainwashes you into being and shit, the world would fucking function a lot fucking smoother.
Well, you know, yeah, it's kind of like the thing. I mean, we could do the whole Japanese way. In Japan, it's like you're only allowed, I think, like two or three children to a family. If you have twins, they take
two.
Two.
Tops.
And they take, if you have a twins, they take the stronger twin and they fucking annihilate the other one if you have another kid already. That's how it goes. They have population control. We could do that something around here, but then
we should.
But
we should definitely that would
be fucking man's humanity at its worst.
Yeah, but
with the whole concept of everything, a fucking pro life, you know, all that shit, pro, you know, we got the pro choice and pro life battle that's been going on. I mean, honestly, dude, I, you know, if you want an abortion, you want an abortion, whatever, dude, that's cool. It ain't fucking ruining my life.
You should have to.
You know, I know we went on that whole spin mill last time, but dude, you know what? Honestly, man, it doesn't matter. I give America 25 more years and urban warfare is going to break out and we're all going to fucking...
if that.
It's going to end up turning into like that movie Equilibrium. Eventually, there's just going to be no emotions, all that shit. Dude, I see that shit happening. The world fucking going in the sun and the world killing itself. I don't see that anytime soon. I also see like it going... You ever seen Demolition Man?
Yeah.
I figure it's going to be something like that. There's going to be underground people who live life the way this is. You know, whatnot, but it's just like, I honestly believe one day the society will be under population control. Society control. No, me, one, dude, I'm going to be in the fucking mountains.
Who cares?
Montana's going to be like that.
Okay, we're good.
Who cares?
This
dude?
Is why we need to kill people. I will punch you back. Alina, I have never hated someone as much as I do you. Please stay away from me, because I don't think I could stop myself from hurting you. That is all. I'm 19, female. Both of them. Done. Who cares? There's two less people. I don't have any particular reason to, but I hate my life. Every time I go to sleep at night, I wish that I won't wake up in the morning, but I don't have the guts to kill myself.
Go to the fucking army, dude.
Just go to the army or ask us.
You'll die eventually.
One of us will help you out with that, as long as you sign a waiver.
Okay.
I travel by plane several times a year. That's one of the retards. What's his name I was talking about? Never mind. It's people in the chat got that. I travel by plane several times a year, and every time I'm on one of those flights, I fantasize about it crashing. Me too.
Yep.
I know it's wrong to feel that way, but I'm too sad to care. Gonna go cut myself.
Do
now.
Some heroin, feel better.
There you go. See?
Seriously, if you're that
that's
sad about
that's the best antidepressant.
I will be 100% fucking honest. You know what, dude? If you're seriously going to fucking be like, oh, I am so fucking tired of my life, be a drug addict. Farther yourself from fucking
reality.
There you reality.
Go. Or just fucking grow some fucking nuts and kill yourself.
Or
if you're like, oh, I want to kill myself, but I can't. It's like, yeah, you can. There's Google. How to kill myself. There's a billion fucking ways. Choose one.
See, that's like me. You know, I try to be pessimistic in my life unless I get drunk.
I try to be.
Well, I mean, there's some point in time, like, as I believe in corporal punishment to the fullest.
Yeah, I believe in beating some ass.
Well, I believe, you know, like, every now and then somebody deserves to fucking get their ass beat. Like, we had some wannabe fucking cowboy bull rider come up to me, my brother, and my buddy Bo at the bar and told us to walk away from these people who've known for 5 years, these girls, and he's been dating our friend like 2 weeks, I've known her like 6 months. Told my brother to watch his car, and that was it. Sean was like, I ain't going fucking nowhere right here. We had a standoff.
Right here.
He's like, I'm not going fucking nowhere. I'm right here. Boom, me and Bo turned around. This guy was that drunk, but he wasn't that tough.
And what happened? on the ground.
Five girls fucking pulled him into a car as we fucking sat and laughing at him, and then we saw him in the gas station. And he went to apologize to my buddy Bo. My buddy Bo's holding a 6-pack and a 12-pack of some Kogani. And he just looks at it and goes, "Fuck you, dude. You're a douchebag." He's like, "You're like going to beat your ass right now, man." And it's just, you know what? I don't know, man. I see fucking people out there, dude. Why can't you just go out to the bar and have a good time? If you want to go fight, dude, seriously, if you want to fight, I'll fight you.
That's the way people are. That's their self-destructive human nature. That's fucking everything exactly. up. It's greed, and it's the fucking need.
Was it the green-eyed monster gets a hold of everybody?
Exactly. It's ridiculous. And then they encourage it. It's like you can't smoke pot legally, but you can fucking drink. Pot fucking chills everybody out. What does drinking do? Fucking riles them up.
Oh.
Makes them fuck shit. And then it also gives them a stupid fucking excuse to not take responsibility for anything. It's like, oh, why'd you do that? Because I was drunk. Okay, that's acceptable. Yeah. Why'd you fuck my wife last night and cheat on your wife with my wife? Because I was drunk. Oh, okay, well, that's acceptable. Why did you fucking freak out and beat that person's ass within an inch of his life? Because I was drunk.
He stole my weed, man.
Okay, that's acceptable.
That excuse has been used for every possible wrongdoing there is.
Always. That's like the easy out that everybody fucking has.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I could use that. Drunk. I could not even drink, which I haven't even really been lately. And I could just be like, oh, I was
really
drunk. But I take responsibility for the shit I fucking do most of the time.
Most of the time. Well, that's it, too. You know, they say, oh, you can't smoke pot, but you can get a fucking cannabis card. You can get a fucking medical marijuana card to smoke pot.
Right.
But you cannot fucking have pot yourself. You want the fuck everyone. You know, I don't know the whole spiel about pot, the gateway drug, whatever it is, dude. The only reason why it is a gateway drug is because dumb fucking people are like, hey, pot's cool. I wonder
it's
what fucking
never
heroin.
Enough.
Yeah, I wonder what heroin would do. I'm gonna go bang heroin in my neck for the rest of the night and see what happens.
And they're the people that are the statistics. That's
fucking
like,
2 years later,
I'm
fucking methadone trying to.
Exactly. And then your life's over unless you can fucking figure out a way to get yourself out.
I don't care. I do what I want.
I do what I want. You don't know me.
I'm an American. I do what
some
I want.
Of these
I'm white.
Some of these confessions make me sad, pissed, and horny. Not necessarily in that order.
That's a good mixture of feelings.
Yeah, the one talking about how much I hate and want to kill myself, that made me a little horny.
Yeah.
Just saying. I have no future. All right. I hope
Is that it?
That's it.
I have no future.
Is this join,
the blog?
I believe you.
Join the club.
Are these the blogs or something?
No, this is this? Anonymous confession. This is when people are at their fucking finest.
Yeah.
Because it's anonymous.
This is a grade lower than Craigslist.
Exactly.
I think that one was you, dude. I'm almost fucking. You can't lie to me. That was you. Bullshit.
He did post one on there.
I don't believe
you. I post a few, and I'll point out the ones that are mine if I come across them here.
I have no future. That's.
No, not at all. I have a future. It's called the Jam Hole. Jamhole.com.
Oh, God, the Jam Hole. Yes.
Fucking A.
I could die happy.
Are you being sarcastic? Because I will punch you in the face now.
Absolutely not. I'm not being sarcastic at all.
Okay, I was going to say.
I cook at Sykes, dude. It's a glorified job. Why the fuck?
Hey, you feed me, man, and you cook some good shit.
That's because you should have seen the steak I cooked today, dude.
I hope my. Was it tube steak?
I hope, ring the bell.
Okay. I hope my best friend's boyfriend burns in hell. Wow, because I fucked him. In fact, I believe he will. And I don't feel bad about that. Does that make me less of a person? No, the part where you believe in hell and then you believe he's going to burn in hell because of something you kind of think you did. That makes you less of a fucking person. I wish everybody would burn in hell daily. I gave you up.
All right, that's cool, Matt. Glad to know that you feel that way about me.
Not everybody.
I hate you with the fire of 1,000 suns, you asshole.
The generalized everybody.
Oh, the general population. Well, guess what? I'm general population.
Gen pop.
Just come out and say it, Matt. Go ahead. Come on.
No, you're part of the elite.
A part of the elite. You mean
the
part
people
of the most
I actually
fucked up
have
society way. Because I hate everything
exactly.
about the world.
Exactly. My friend.
That makes you elite.
I don't know. My
exactly.
life's not looking too bad right now. I got fucking, you know, badass chick in my life. I got a badass house. Now I got a job that it's easy as shit, but I mean, I still. hate my life, sort of.
Really? Is that why you come on this show every Friday and talk about it with me?
Well, that I have no life because I hate my life, so.
Okay. My friend and I pretend. No, yeah. My friend and I pretend to be Catholic and went to Catholic church on acid.
Nice. Oh, nice. Man. Nice.
That would be scary.
Do you think that would be one of the few instances where you may actually see God and or the devil?
Or I'd just have a really bad trip. I don't even want to, like, when we were going to those churches, I didn't even want to go there stoned because, like, I would feel way weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It's because everybody that goes to church like that are the people that are the quickest to judge you and will judge you the most. Yeah.
That is why I always say... religious. I'm not religious. I just believe. But religious people are the most closed-minded people I've ever met because they're like, unless you follow the way of the Bible, you ain't never going to be happy. Well, guess what? I'm actually pretty happy right now.
Right? I'm good.
I'm stoned. I got to go home and wax a fucking hot redhead. And
hey, do the curtains match the drapes?
Nope. She laid down some hardwood.
You mean the curtains match the
carpet?
No. Matt,
wait, what?
No, the curtains match the
drapes are the same thick as curtains.
Dude, what?
Does the curtain match the carpet?
Thank you.
No, because she lays down hardwood floor.
Is it pergo hardwood flooring?
It's fucking...
Or is it the real shit?
It's, dude...
It's the real deal?
I don't know what pergo... Dude, it's fucking... Oh, does she glance?
We learned the other day that pergo is actually fake wood flooring.
Yeah.
Contrary to what the fucking fat bitch in Sea Falls believes, that it's fucking...
Oh, my God. It's expensive to her.
The most amazing thing since sliced fucking dildos and shit.
Yeah,
sliced
but cheap wood flooring is expensive to someone
with
no money.
It's like, hey, I'll tell you a secret. If you pull up that shitty carpet, there's hardwood floor under there. Mm-hmm. I guarantee it.
You should use that.
I should have fucking told her that. I'll be like, well, did the water soak the wood floor under your fake fucking shit? That's probably over the top of the nasty, moldy, piss-smelled carpet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. I am miserable because I got so freaking fat from being on chemo and 100 milligrams of prednisone. Ooh.
That one was mine.
I look like a beached whale and I hate fat people and now I am one. Oh!
Sucks to be you,
karma
nigga.
Karma is a bitch. Man, oh,
was that too loud in the mic?
That's like me.
It's pretty loud.
Uh-huh.
Whatever.
That's like me when I was younger, when I was fat, being like, God, I fucking hate skinny people.
Yeah.
I fucking hate you.
Yep.
You're all pieces of shit. I don't ever want to be skinny. And then, like, fucking 15 years later, waking up and being skinny and being like, no!
Stop doing oxys. You know, right? I feel it, dude. I was a big kid growing up, dude. When I was 15, I was 310 pounds.
Get out.
No, I'm not kidding. You should see some pictures, dude. I look like fucking Cartman, dude.
Nice. I often find myself not liking sex and just wanting to be alone because I sometimes find it all so fucking stupid.
Then become a unit, bro.
I'm a 19 male. I'm 19 male. Times two.
Is that like a gang? Or
what?
19
no.
male.
It's like he's 19 years old.
Okay.
So, is he asexual, perhaps?
Maybe he should just become a eunuch.
Or that,
cut
yeah.
it off, bro. If you don't want it, cut it off.
Or maybe you should get it lengthened so you can fuck yourself.
Yeah, that too.
All right, last one here. I just spent the last 40 hours in the library, and I think the no-dos no longer works. Wow. Studying for a big college exam that's going to get you a job in corporate fucking America that you're going to just want to blow your fucking brains out every day because you got fat like the dude on chemo minus the cancer. You know what I heard today on Sick and Wrong?
What?
I never heard this before, but he said something about how AIDS is the gay man's cancer or something like that.
Really?
Like, I don't know. The way
cancer's not a white person only thing, though. Like,
really?
Cancer's just as bad for black people.
Do you know that 65% of people who have cancer are straight, or people who have AIDS are straight?
Probably.
Do you know why? Because it's people
gay
like...
people slip things into their drinks
well,
and then fuck them.
Yeah, they try to get you when your back's turned, you know what I mean?
That will happen.
Try to get you from behind.
All right, you ready to do some news here? Episode 85.
Yep.
Big Friday night show.
Mm-hmm.
I got to work tomorrow. It's fantastic.
So do I got to work at 8:30 in the
morning.
And
Sunday, which is also fantastic. But I get just the tip. Right?
Just the tip.
You lost.
I lost. I won like two or three in a row too.
It's I love how like just the look in your face when you lose. You're like, grr.
I know. I'm like, damn it! I'm weaker than you. And that makes me mad.
Okay, this one's called Lewd Vandal Leaves Greasy Imprint.
Oh, hold on. Before we just got an email from 26. Really? He says, because I thanked him for his donation. He kicked us some cash. And I was like, he says, you're welcome. I wanted to contribute because I didn't want to be one of those assholes that says they can't donate $5 because they're broke.
Yeah, it's you just, assholes.
It's just an excuse and shows they aren't dedicated. Good luck with your new hard drive. Thank you. So all you fucking assholes that are too broke to donate, thejamhole.com/donate.
You could donate 50 cents if you really
no,
wanted
you can't
to.
Because you no, could. Don't tell them that, you prick.
Like they don't know.
They don't, they weren't thinking about it till you're like, hey, by the way, you could donate a penny. Fuck us.
Yeah, but $5 will get beat up.
What? Or beat off. Are you a girl?
No, just beat up.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm here.
As long as you don't have kids. Alright, what do you got for us? Episode A5.
This one's called Lewd Vandal Leaves Greasy Imprint on Nebraska Town.
Not even gonna touch that.
No? Alright.
Well, there's no picture. You wanna play Guess the Race?
Sure.
Mexican.
Black.
Of course.
Well, you said greasy. I mean, come on. Okay.
Dude, what's greasier, a fucking Mexican or a black guy?
It depends.
Dude.
It depends, I think.
Okay, what is some of the greasiest food out there?
Chicken.
Well, yeah, I guess.
I don't know. But pizza is very greasy.
Mexicans don't eat pizza.
Well, they eat Mexican pizza.
Is that such a thing?
Yes.
Yeah, right. It's well, you know what I've noticed about Mexican food? You know what a taco is?
No.
It's
yes.
A tortilla with meat, cheese, beans, and vegetables.
Right.
A burrito. Tortilla with meat, beans, cheese,
right.
And vegetables.
Thank you for that.
Nachos. Tortillas. Dude, it's all the fuck same. They're smart as shit. It's like Hoo-Hot, man. I used to cook at Hoo-Hot, dude. It's a variety of the same shit.
Right? It's like, how many different ways would you like this fucking...
How many different ways would you like this fucking bullshit?
This pile of shit.
We have 10 different ways.
Can you souffle it and then turn some sauce on it and shit? Right,
yes, it's called continue. A fucking Mexican casserole.
Start.
Yeah, beginning more than a year ago, some man has been skipping from one business to another at night, pressing his naked behind, sometimes his groin, sometimes both, on windows. Store
yes.
Owners, church workers, and school janitors had to wash lotion and petroleum jelly off the windows.
Oh,
he selects.
Was he being...
So he, like, greases himself up.
No, well, I'm thinking
he's
like...
He's, like, having sex with it.
I'm thinking he's looking through windows and shit, beating off, and then he fucking, as, like, the final fuck you, he just... puts his shit on the fucking window.
Yeah, I guess.
People like that have...
Oh, boom! This is the weirdest case I've ever seen.
Oh, is it really? Is it the weirdest case you've ever seen? You've never seen jackass before or dick and balls on a fucking window. I bet it won't be the last one you ever fucking see.
That's the weirdest case? Yeah, I don't...
No,
the guy would hate to
still,
get me.
You're still kind of new to this. Generally, when there's something kind of fucked up like that happens, there's always, always, always a quote in there from one of the police officers that says, this is the most blank thing I've ever seen.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
The most brutal thing, the most disgusting thing. It's always like the worst fucking thing they've ever seen. Like, they took one acting class in college, and they're like, in order to really fucking get your point across, you need to show some fucking passion and be like, this is the worst, or this is the best.
Or this is literally.
Literally. All right.
No, I'm just saying the shenanigans I've gotten into, dude, are way.
Oh, I'm sure. And I'm sure the people that cleaned it up were like, oh, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. That goes right up there.
It just may very well could have been the most fucking thing they've seen. There was a lot of shit left in hotel rooms.
That goes right along with the whole fucking when kids are filming video and they're like, oh, this is going on YouTube. This is sweet for YouTube. Yeah.
You know what's sad? Pretty much every video you hear on YouTube now has a guy in the back saying,
I know that. See, we started saying that in fucking like 30 episodes ago. Like, this is really annoying. Have you ever noticed that? And now, I don't know if it's because we thought about it more and we're noticing it more, or if people are really just douching it up more.
Same thing with MySpace.
Same thing with MySpace.
Wow, guys.
This is a picture for MySpace.
Can we all talk at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, all right, 1, 2, 3, go.
No, go.
That's
story,
pretty
please.
Much it.
Is that it?
Yeah, all right. That's it.
This one is called Men Charged Over Curse Lifting Abuse. And no, it wasn't me they were lifting the curse from. Two men high up in the Greek Orthodox and Coptic Orthodox communities will be charged with more than 220 sex offenses against a young woman who believed she had been cursed. So they're
so she's like you.
Yeah, minus they're going there and being like, we're going to do another exorcism. But every time they say exorcism, they mean rape you in the asshole.
Right.
With the crucifix of God and then the holy water. That's they're like, this exercise. Is holy water. That's a little thicker and whiter than water. It's holy water. God says so. He blessed my balls.
And why is it coming out of your dick?
Right? That's, yeah, that's what I'm saying. She, like, 220 times, really, adult? You wouldn't know after maybe the first time?
Yeah, or 10th even.
Or even, I'll even, because you believe in this fucking bullshit, I will even give you fucking 50.
Yeah, I'll give you 50 times. You can do that 50 times.
You get raped 50 times, and you're still feeling that you're cursed?
Yeah.
Okay, you kind of deserve, time 51 through time 220. The men, age 61 and... Oh, you lose.
Yo, that's so bad.
You lose.
61
you
and,
fail.
And 38. I was that's like, I'll take door number two, please.
Someone needs a cigarette.
You all right, bud?
It's all cancer, right. Dude. Leave me alone.
The men, age...
So that's how... See, now this is how we're going to lose him.
Fuck.
We're going to lose him to cancer. Lost Sean to AIDS.
Sorry, what, dude.
Me to fucking suicide or yeah. Fucking hepatitis. Yeah, I don't know which yet. The
no,
man
I kicked ass on my hepatitis test. I got two A's and a B.
Oh, wow. All right.
You get a C?
Really, guys?
really, guys?
Really?
The man aged...
I just can't keep interrupting.
I'm going to punch you in the face. Seriously.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
The men, aged 61 and 38, were arrested at their Sydney homes this morning. The 60-year-old Dulwich Hill man and 38-year-old Einfeld man were expected to appear in Burwood local court today, charged with 151 and 79 sexual offenses, respectively.
Hmm. Respectively.
Right. Like, we're going to hit you with the 151 first, and then we're going to come around from behind and hit you with the 79. Police alleged that Dulwich Hillman claimed to be a spiritual mentor who was able to speak to angels to remove curses and banish evil spirits, including the evil eye.
Nice.
Do you think it was just one eye and it was attached to his penis? And he's going to make it banish, like, in your vagina. Do you think that's
watch
like...
Watch out, I can make my dick disappear.
Yeah, do you think that's how we explained it? And she's like, okay.
Yeah, I want to see this trick. All right, take off your
spread
pants.
Spread your legs.
Yep.
Okay. 220
audience
times.
Audience participation involved.
Right? 220 fucking times. That's amazing to me. Like, I don't even know.
Some people don't learn.
I guess that's like putting your hand on the burner 220 fucking times. Right. Holy shit. Police allege the victim believed she and her family had been cursed by a member of the Greek community practicing black magic and that they would all suffer terrible consequences, including death and illness unless the curse was removed. So instead of maybe suffering these fake illnesses, now she's suffering from a really large vagina and probably HIV. That's amazing. The woman told police she attended numerous prayer sessions at various hotels. Do you think that's your first sign when you go in to get a curse removed and they're like, I'll meet you at this hotel?
The sleazy saloon.
Yeah. Like a hotel, dude?
The hourly one preferred.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they get raped.
Like, why?
That's how it happens. She keeps trying to get the curse removed, and the person who's going to remove it just rapes her.
It's the same guys. Like, you think they have disguises and shit? And
maybe.
Oh, my God. I wonder how into it they were. They're probably like, she's fucking retarded. We don't even need disguises. We'll even get the same fucking hotel room every time. It was alleged she said the men between or bleh, said it was alleged she paid the men between $500 and $1,000 for each prayer session, and Bio 5 had paid at least $70,000. So not
holy
only
shit, we need to do that.
Not only were they fucking the shit out of her, but she was paying them to do it.
Yes, that's what we
amazing.
Need. That's what we need to be doing.
Brilliant. That is
we should
brilliant.
Just do that here.
Are you cursed?
No.
Feeling down in the dumps?
We'll trick someone into thinking that they're cursed.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but this will be our commercial. Are you cursed? Feeling down in the dumps? Call us. We'll come over and fuck. I mean, remove your curse.
I don't know. We already know one person who has a curse.
Me?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I fuck myself every night.
Oh, well, that doesn't work.
No.
You can't make money off of yourself.
Right. That's if I had money, we wouldn't need to go fuck people literally and figuratively for their money. Last June, police arrested and charged both men and the Infields man's 36-year-old wife with similar offenses, including aggravated assault and extortion in relation to another 40-year-old woman. So the wife was even getting in on this, too. And, do you think that they should even be arrested? Like, you're stupid enough to do this. I say fair's fair. Mm-hmm. You don't deserve that money.
Yeah.
Because you're a fucking idiot.
And what, kept doing
what else are you going to spend it on? Really? I mean, you're paying guys to come over and fuck you because you think you're cursed.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it. Not at all. She should go to jail for being a total fucking idiot, and all of her money should go to them or us. Either or.
Yeah.
Fairfield Acting Superintendent Gary Bailey said the women were allegedly drugged during the abuse. Is that the I was drunk excuse? Or do you think they actually put some shit in the holy water?
Maybe. Maybe that's what made it holy in the first place.
Maybe.
LSD, man. It gets them every time.
I don't know. Anything short of being, like, completely passed out, and I'm not gonna, that's not gonna happen, you know? Like, I don't care how fucked up you are. You know what a dick looks like, and you know where your vagina's at.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what are you doing here? I don't know. What? Are you good?
Yeah.
Is that it for this story? Quote, these victims are from religious families. Two extremely courageous women have already come forward with information which has led to the arrest. We will allege these women have been the cruel prey of callous individuals who use religious fear to manipulate and abuse them for sexual gratification and financial gain. Who else does that sound like?
Every other church.
Thank you.
And at least, I mean, you know, the priests are always fucking the little kids, and then they're always taking, you know,
well, I'm just
most
talking
of your
about,
money.
If you don't believe in God, and if you don't go to church and give your 10%, you will go to hell. Mm-hmm. That's kind of scaring people into giving you money.
It is.
Exactly. So why can't we arrest the church? The whole fucking thing. You're under arrest.
I wish we could.
Oh, man.
Because everyone that has the power to arrest them is involved
is religious
it. Yeah,
it's
so
a conspiracy, man.
Yeah,
fight the power. Just fight the power. Okay, well, yeah, that is it for that story.
Awesome.
All right, so you want to do one more, or should we do the blotter and get the fuck out of here?
I'm gonna say blotter.
All right,
because that was my best story.
Jesus, man. I have a couple of good ones, but if you guys are tired, it's in you. Can I do this one that's from where I was born?
Go for it.
Okay.
Sure.
This one is called Another Family Murdered. Big surprise. House set ablaze after four murders. And the main reason I did want to do this story is that it's from Lancaster. And that's where I was born. And I have never, since we've been doing this show, come across a story from Lancaster.
Is this one, like, brutal or what?
It was on our fucking site, so we'll see. In a shocking replay of a quadruple murder less than 3 months earlier, a woman and her three daughters, ages 8, 12, and 14, were found murdered Tuesday morning in their burning Lancaster home. As firefighters extinguished the flames at the single-story 1980s-era tract house in the 1500 block of East Avenue J3, that's kind of by where we used to live. I vaguely remember it because I was really young then, but like one of them was like 1705 West K8, I think. Like, I don't know how I remember that, but yeah, that's crazy. They discovered the victims, who deputies said were found throughout the home. A teenage family friend was being sought for questioning. They said he turned himself in. Quote, "I'm still hoping that I could wake up and none of this is true," said Gregory Stewart, the girl's father, who was separated from their mother but got a telephone call from an older daughter about the tragedy. "My little girls are gone." And then they just kind of go on to say how they were so sweet and this and that. And yeah,
that's they're always about so sweet. It.
Yeah, over and over again. Oh, and they, like, begged the parents, like, not to leave or something. I guess the parents were gone. Yeah. I don't know. That's about it for that story. I just wanted to mention that. The four murders occurred a day or two after, or a day after two suspects in a June 23rd quadruple murder in Quartz Hill appeared in an Antelope Valley courtroom. Taiwan Steve Kwan, 37 of LA, and Jay Juan Shim, 39 of Palmdale, were charged with killing Shim's ex-wife, the ex-wife's two children, and the husband of her cousin, with whom she and the children had been living. Hmm. So, looks like a divorce gone horribly wrong.
Obviously.
See how I snuck that in? Mm-hmm. All right, police blotter. This is a little something we do whenever the fuck we feel like it. Just kind of do a little local flavor, a little local bit here. This is shit that happens in our little shithole fucking town. 9:02 a.m. Someone working in Big Fork called in to report that they had a headache. Man,
911? Yeah, I have a headache.
That's not really an emergency, sir. No, I have a headache this big. Oh man. Wow.
12:50 p.m. The owner of a car that was towed is refusing to pay the bill.
So they called the cops and they're like, "I need my car." And they're like, "Well, where is it?" "It's an impound." "Okay, well, you can pay the bill and get it back." "No."
"No, that's not fucking happening."
"Okay. I need my car." "Okay, sir, you're going to need to pay the bill and get it back." "No." "Okay." Like, oh, man, people are fucking idiots. And you know what? The sad thing is, even though, like, voting is just bullshit, these people are allowed to.
Yeah.
Like, you guys have a say.
Do you really think these people are making the right choice?
Oh. I mean, for one, it's not really possible to make the right choice.
Right.
But hypothetically, yeah, if there was someone worth voting for and the Electoral College didn't exist and our votes actually mattered, mm-hmm, then no, not at all. They would vote for whoever their fucking friends vote for, and their friends would vote for whoever their fucking television tells them to vote for, or their boss, or their fucking parents, or mm-hmm, whoever the fuck, or the
whoever
opposite
surrounds them.
Exactly. So, oh well. Was that your turn or my turn?
Yours.
All right. 1:13 p.m. An elderly man in Sea Falls was passed out in his car with his mouth wide open. He was in the fucking crouched position trying to suck his cock, and then he just fell asleep.
Yeah.
Because he was high on drugs. I bet you that's what it was.
Mm-hmm. He was nodding out.
Holy shit. I've seen, like, when I used to do that, I would see people, and they would always nod out with their mouth open like that. I guarantee that's what it was.
Yeah.
Man, if I was the cop, I would have just, like, I don't know, shot him in the face or something. Yeah, something. I mean, not with my on-duty gun,
right,
obviously, you know. Or maybe,
It'd be the one with the serial number.
I would write a little suicide note, and then I would fucking inject more of his drugs into him.
Mm-hmm.
That, yes.
That, and you'd get away.
Oh, scot-free.
Yeah, it'd be so easy.
Fuck. And then I'd go vote.
Good call. 4:23 p.m., two calves were tied to a tree in Summers.
Were they attached to two thighs?
Oh,
hello.
Oh.
Little anatomy humor. Where'd that come from?
That was clever.
4:23 p.m. A man suspected of fraud is missing. He has warrants out for his arrest, but they are non-extraditable. I'm glad you just told him that.
Yeah.
Way to go, newspaper.
Good job.
I'm sure he probably didn't know at
all. Yeah, he's like, oh, okay.
So
that's good.
I just have to drive fucking 60 miles and go to Idaho? Fucking see ya. Later, dude.
Yeah. I'm gone like yesterday. 6 p.m. An inebriate man smashed his girlfriend's windshield.
What an asshole. An inebriated man.
Yep. Drunk.
Nice.
Drunk.
I bet if he was stoned, he probably wouldn't have done that.
No.
Till he sobered up.
Right.
Well, they asked him, why did you do it? He said, I was drunk.
Yes. And they were like, oh. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're gotcha. So you're just being an asshole because you're drunk. Well, yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that's that's understandable.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
You're gonna pay her the $1,500 for the window? No.
No, because I was drunk.
No.
Oh, okay. That is completely acceptable. 7:02 p.m. A black truck. You thought I was gonna say guy?
No, I
racist.
Didn't because I saw it.
Racist. All right. A black truck was seen chasing a motorcycle on U.S. Highway 93. Once the vehicles reached the light at the intersection of Highway 93 and Highway 82, a loud verbal altercation ensued. He's like, hey, you got any gray poop on? And the guy was like, no. He's like, well, fuck you then. He's like, no, fuck you. And then the light turned green.
Fucking retard.
All right.
9:36 p.m. A woman thought she heard rustling in the field behind her property.
Rustling?
Yes.
There's something rustling down yonder, I reckon. 11:30 p.m. Firefighters freed a feline that had caught its head in a potato chip bag and another larger plastic bag. Initially, it was thought that the cat was trapped in a burlap sack. But when they got there, it turned out not to be a burlap sack. It was just a plastic bag. Fucking wow. I love where we live, you know? Actually, I do enjoy it. I could do with, like, you know, 10,000 less fucking people, but that's fine. Oh, so, you have anything else before we end this week of
I
shows?
Don't.
No? You, Matt?
I think
one
it's
thing.
All been said.
Please.
Guess not.
All right, well, yesterday, as you all know, my dad's in Iraq, and
yes.
Yesterday he emailed me a letter from the whole thing. He was, during the whole 9/11 spiel, it's been 7 years now from 9/11.
Oh, I am such an asshole. Hey, Matt, happy 9/11, dude.
Yeah.
Braden, happy belated 9/11, bro.
Belated 9/11.
Thanks. Hey, Jam Hole fans, everybody, and to whom it may concern even, yeah, I'm talking to you. Happy 9/11.
All right, well, anyway. Never forget it, yeah. Well, whatever, dude. You know, it was a tragedy that happened that set back our fucking country probably about a good 150 years, you know.
Well, yeah, it was the excuse they needed to fucking
it was the excuse they needed
to
go do what they wanted to do,
of
yes.
Of course.
But anyway, this letter that my dad emailed me was one of the letters that they found to, like, those people who, like, their last confessions, whatever it was. And in this letter, this guy wrote...
Like, the people that were in the building.
The people
were
in the building.
Dying.
He wrapped around a fucking right. stapler and fucking threw it out the window. And
wow.
Well, my dad said, I mean, dude, it was Xerox copy. It had scratched. There were some parts missing, but...
Is it as good as the confessions we read earlier?
Well, it had some in there. It was, Well, it started out saying how he actually confessed that he hated his job and that he wished that he would have went and done the one thing he always wished he could have done, and he wanted to become a professional skateboarder, apparently.
I bet there was a lot of that. Like,
never,
a lot of regrets about, I had no idea my life would be over so soon. I wish I would have done more things that
yeah,
I wanted to
well,
do. Instead of slaving my life away working for someone else's game.
Yeah, and because of that, look what happened.
Yeah, if I didn't have a job, I'd still be alive right now.
Well, and on this, later on in the confession on this paper, it says that he said that one of his main reasons why he didn't pursue his goal is because his wife wanted him to have a desk job career,
ooh.
All that stuff. And he later on, going to the confession, said from day one, ever since that, I never loved her. And he went on to apologize for it and say, I am sorry. And then he actually confessed that she was... the greatest thing that ever could have happened for her, because he had a life that...
Did she live? Like, was she...
She wasn't there. She was staying home.
How do you
whatever.
Think she feels? Like, is this something that's public? Like, it's on the news
I
and the news
like,
is like...
Like I said, dude, my dad, you know who my dad works for. I can't really go into further of what he does for a living.
Right, because then you'd have to kill us.
And I'd have to kill you.
And exactly. All of our fans.
But my dad does, you know, work for the government, whatnot, dude. But, he just, I don't know where it got. I don't know if it was public, but there was a whole thing. I got to get the website. But there's a website you can go to where it just has, like, all these things where it has, like, sounds of, like, people's last callings on their phone and people on answer machines and stuff like that. And it was just kind of struck me yesterday saying, wow, you know what, dude? And after my ex-girlfriend had to call me and I was talking to her, dude, and she come to say, she's like, oh, well, I just want to know if this relationship's going to go anywhere. And I paused for a minute. I was like, I thought I've already explained to you that
I was
you
like,
and me
nah.
were not in it together. No, because she got me evicted from my apartment and shit.
Oh, well, fuck that bitch then.
Well, you know, she's a great person. She's a great-hearted person. She's very dramatized, and I hate it.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
But I just wanted to fucking throw that around, a little fucking
crazy.
You know, a little thought for your brain there. It's like, well, this is my question. I think I'm going to start having this little questionnaire every week because just something dawned on me this past week. My brother kind of gets me a new philosophy here. One thing said that if you were with a girl who, you know, the question is, would you tell your spouse, if you did not love your spouse, would you tell her knowing that she is the greatest thing to happen to you?
No, but you would fucking take out a Craigslist ad and you would fucking cheat on her. And you would probably know that she's doing the same thing.
Well, no, that you, that she was the greatest thing that ever happened to you, but you just didn't love her because she stopped you from going and doing one of your
dreams. Well, you would think if that was the case, you would be a fucking adult and talk to her about it, and her being a fucking adult, you guys would reach some sort of compromise. Well, and if not, then you can either A, be miserable the rest of your life with this great supposed fucking person, or you can be dump the bitch and
go
live
your life. That's how it was. I mean, me and Heather were relatively white about the whole thing, but
I love using the term white as a verb like that.
Yeah. I like using it interjectively like that too. But, you know, it's like, I'm a straight person. I told her, I was like, listen, dude, I was like, I did not ever see me being with you in a long-term relationship. And before she even we fell into this whole shit, I didn't want to date in the first place. I told her I was not looking for a girlfriend. I just wanted to have a fun night. And it fell into what it may be.
You should have got a piece of paper with that on it, signed and probably notarized by her.
Yeah, but you know me, dude. I'm a good-hearted fucking kid, and I give people chances. But I don't know this new girl.
Some people don't need chances.
This new girl, dude. I just want to sing to her. You know, like I can lay awake. I'm just kidding.
All right. Well, thank you.
Gotcha.
Guys. Gotcha. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Friday show. As usual, you can, if you ever want to talk to us, send us fucking thoughts, shit you want us to talk about, advice. We will help you. Relationship advice? Who better to ask than someone that's burned through a fucking billion of them?
Just you guys.
I know. I will share my fucking vast plethora of relationship knowledge with the rest of you. All you have to do is ask. And emails info@thejamhole.com. Everything else is on thejamhole.com. You can check out the About Us page that has everything that we do and have and who we are, shit like that. If you enjoy the show, please, we need like 30 more dollars. I get a new hard drive. My life, good to go. Thejamhole.com/donate, or you can just use the sidebar donation thing. We have myspace.com/thejamholepodcast, twitter.com/thejamhole, youtube.com/thejamhole. Pretty much anything /thejamhole, we have it. Well, we're there. Mm-hmm. So is that
thank
it?
Guys. Thank you for having me on it.
Hey, thanks, Matt. Yeah. We will see you next Friday.
Next Friday, people from Jamhole.
Everybody else, we will talk to you guys Monday, 7 p.m. live show.
Peace. Later.
Build up your saliva, get ready to kill the fire. Spit in the face of figureheads, give them a taste of the shit I said. Build a place for children to escape the inbred human race of living dead. Beat dads milking the motherless childcare system. Let the sleepers have another nightmare from Christian conservatives. They don't fight fair, and any religion would murder kids. If they don't quite care about the condition of the prison, we're reserving bids. Once I escape my skin cell, we'll be banging on the bars of soap that I dropped into my living hell. The seemingly indestructible knuckles of my fists are clean, keeping eyes wide open and bulging out like Mr. Bean. Our misdemeanors made to look like felonies. The prison queen's existing in his own filth.
for feeling no guilt, it seems. It's a dream with cheetah speed we're chasing after. Some are running quick. Track teams want me to leave, but face the fact I can't catch up to it. Pace at your own pace on this racetrack. You'll eventually get lapped on your last leg while stretching. My aggression is just a lack of serotonin. Plug the jack of your telephone into the wall so I can call your bluff just to say what's up. How you doing? How I ruin the beautiful sound of silence. Won't get quiet till the voices in my head come down with laryngitis. Talking, 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 talking. So much to say, so little sense to make. Bedposts get chopped off once innocence gets raped. Close the curtains and drapes, pull down the lines. Cover your ears, block your nose and mouth, shut your eyes. There's a black box in my head, which is actually red. When I crash and burn, it keeps a record of every last word I said. It goes one for the finger fuck, two for the peace sign, three strikes you're out. Casey's at bat with unloaded guns in his mouth.
Save your soul. As the day grows old, we pave this road. When we take control, we will save your soul.
And it burns just like that famous ring of fire. Sing to inspire, try to loosen up the dirt that clings to the tires. Establish some traction, lingering behind a curtain of satisfaction. I'm certain of nothing, Mr. Knew-It-All. Late for my disorientation, fate glued to the wall. The pain felt could make the brain melt. Heard the shackles on the ankles, mistook the sound of sleigh bells. Remember that song called Big Pimpin'? It made me want to dance around, but I had no type of rhythm. Then I thought I should write a song called Sick Pimpin', cause I know a lot of beautiful, psycho and spiteful women. Yo, I'm that cat that tiptoes on his pads with the claws retracted so as not to cause damage. Hello. Mismanagement, time, decision-making process. Trying to catch the breath I couldn't find till I lost it. Stand up on a rock I couldn't climb if I tried. With a fist full of issues, a bag full of pride. Well, alright, I'ma write all the problems on the board. If anyone can answer them, I'll let them drive my Ford. I quit searching for the truth, cause the truth can change. It all depends on how the furniture's arranged. If you don't take a moment to sit in the chair, then there wasn't any point of ever putting it here. And I'm loving every minute as the day gets vivid, while I'm twisting up the lyrics of existence. And it goes one for the wife and two for the house.
Three strikes
you
out.
Now please remove my life from your mouth.
As the day grows old, we pave this road. When we take control, we will save your soul. As the day grows old, we pave this road. When we take control, we will save your soul. As the day grows old, we pave this road. When we take control, we will save your soul. As the day grows old.
And now it's time for the last edition of the True School Session with Stage Francis, whom you hear in the background,
yeah!
Here on WRIU Kingston 90.3 FM.